the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
News with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
It's the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And it's the news time.
Yeah, well, I guess.
So,
Whiz Kid World News. Even though on the listing you just put Weekly World News. Come on, man. I say Whiz Kid World News. You got to stick with that.
Yeah, but Weekly World News is something that people might search for. No one's searching for Whiz Kids World News.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, they'll find their way.
Anyways, here's our esteemed, what do you call her?
News girl.
Mary Welch. Or Welsh, or Walsh.
That was Walsh.
Is it Walsh or Welch?
I don't know. You're the one who made her up.
I don't know. She's real, Mark. She's real to me. She's real to me, damn it.
No one knows where that's from.
Hello, guys. I'm glad you decided to have me back again this week, even though I wouldn't have sex with you. I'm glad you are too professional.
She's
I must
lying.
Say,
I
though,
fucked
that
her.
You are looking quite handsome today, Mark. I love a man in a black backwards hat and a Punisher shirt. I've got some exciting stories for you that include jerking off, dead singers, and Chinese food.
All rolled into one.
Yeah, she gave us a little teaser.
Yeah. Can't wait. Can't wait for
TV
the jerking
actor
off one.
Dmitry Dyachenko is accused of killing his ex-girlfriend's pet rabbit and then eating half of it. He then allegedly threatened to do the same to her, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office said in a statement Wednesday. Dyachenko, who appeared in episodes of Sons of Anarchy, reportedly made quite a show of the butchery, sending his ex-girlfriend blow-by-blow photos of what he was doing. According to authorities, this is all a misunderstanding. We got into an argument, but I didn't kill the bunny, Dyachenko said. Instead, he turned the rabbit loose, he told KCAL, and purchased rabbit meat to make her think it was the pet he had eaten.
According to authorities?
Well, that was his quote.
Okay. Even if he did kill her fucking rabbit, people eat rabbit.
It's yeah,
like,
but
killed my fucking pet deer and ate it.
Yeah, but there's a fine line with pet type stuff. Like,
who's to say?
Yeah, but you can't just wander into some guy's farm and slaughter his cow and take his meat.
But
I mean, there's laws against it.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Know.
Animals are considered property. It's her property, and he took it and he ate it. Even though he claims he just let it loose. Which is basically killing it, because those rabbits don't know shit. They'd be like,
yeah, what's up?
Pretty cold out here, I don't know what to do.
No food, I guess, huh? That sucks.
Usually I just sit in a cage in the corner of the room, now I'm out here. There's a fox coming,
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, if you let it out, it's dead. Although, I mean, he probably did kill it and eat it. Because, I mean, it's a handy excuse.
He was on Sons of Anarchy, that sounds like anarchy to
yeah,
me. We're eating rabbits now.
True. Yeah, that's total anarchy. The whole country's going to hell. We're all sitting down eating rabbits.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even cook it. Then we threatened to eat you.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to cook and eat you later.
That's a good threat, though. You don't shut the fuck up. I'm going to kill you.
I will fucking eat you.
And eat you.
I might not even kill you. I might not. I'll take a bite, which would be worse.
I'll cut your leg off and eat it, just like on Walking Dead when they ate Bob.
That happened, yeah.
Doesn't seem like that'd be that tasty.
Well, when you're starving, everything tastes good.
Is that true? I don't know.
And you know it's a myth that human meat doesn't taste good.
We said that. We came up with that.
Yeah, it's a fucking myth, because they don't want people eating everyone. Well, humans are delicious. We're the most delicious meat there is.
That's quite possible. Maybe someone knows that somewhere. Like, we cannot let the secret out. If they find out,
yeah,
there'll be restaurants everywhere selling human meat.
Do you know the homeless problem would be gone? Because we just fucking collect them all and eat them.
I still
human
say...
human meat is delectable.
If you want to be a cannibal, say it's a religious thing, and that you eat your fucking family when they die. That's what happens. Like, that's what
yeah.
we do at funerals.
Yeah.
We have a feast, and the main course is fucking grandpa.
Cannibal funeral. That's what we do.
That makes a lot of sense to me. It's not any crazier than anything else religious people do.
It really isn't. I want him to be a part of me forever.
Or at least until I shit him out.
No, because the nutrients I'm going to absorb through him, they're going into my cells, they're going into my blood, my bones. He's going to be part of me forever.
And then when my family eats me, they'll be part of them.
Yes, part of the circle of life.
Yeah.
my great-great-grandpa, he's a part of me. And I'm going to be part of my descendants 100 years from now. Doesn't that sound legitimate?
It does. I'm saying we
can... And it makes a lot of sense, too.
All right. Tax-free bulls. Let's go.
Let's start doing it. Yeah. I don't know how you set that up.
Oh, you got to get like... First of all, cannibalism thing's going to be hard to get around, but...
I don't know. If we all sign shit... Like, that's why they don't want cannibalism. You know, the same way with fucking
corpses.
Yeah,
corpses. But you can't sign shit and say, hey, you can murder me, go ahead.
No, there's no murder. It's one of the natural causes. No.
I'm saying that you can't just sign away. That something's illegal. You can't just sign away your right. Like, listen, go ahead and murder me, man.
I don't know. The government can murder us if they want. That's illegal. It's legal when they do it.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah. You know, we have, you know, lethal injection and shit. We have wars. People are killing each other all the time, and they say it's paid, just fine.
Mark. They're getting paid $12,000 a year.
Yeah, they're getting paid to kill. So let's just say the government decides they want to start eating us. It's perfectly legal when they do it. When the president eats me, it's fine.
It's true.
But when I want to eat somebody, oh no. No, sorry, Mark. You can't eat anyone.
It's funny that Mary doesn't have any opinions on any of this stuff. She just tells a story and, like, walks out of the room.
She gets weirded out when I talk about eating people. Fucking women.
What's next, Mary Welch or Walsh, whatever your name is?
In entertainment news, 10 Things I Hate About You star Andrew Keegan, who played Joey Eat Me Donner, has started his own religion. The actor has started a New Age temple and spiritual movement in Venice, California. Full Circle is described as advanced spiritualism, synchronicity, time, that's what it's all about. Keegan told Vice, whatever, the
we
past, some other time, it's a circle, and the center is now, that's what it's about. Said the washed-up actor, the former teen heartthrob who hasn't worked in years, said his spiritual journey began.
Good one, Mary.
After he and some friends were attacked on Venice Beach in 2011, I had a moment where I was looking at a street lamp. And it exploded, he said, that was a weird coincidence at a ceremony. A heart-shaped rose quartz crystal was on the altar, and
what?
Synchronistically, this whole thing happened. It's a long story, but basically the crystal jumped off the altar and skipped on camera, that was weird. It all prompted him to conclude that the mission
story.
Is to take the war
I
out
have
of our
magic,
story.
Okay.
Which is essentially peace but activated peace, he said, his church, which started occupying its building in May. Now has several members. Keegan
several.
Says it's not a cult,
they
but a community.
They started occupying the building. They're squatters, you mean?
It's not a cult, but a community, Mark.
What you don't know is I'm a wizard. And I didn't even know that until my powers manifested themselves. But since they have, oh my god, I make street lamps explode. I make crystals jump. I do all this crazy shit, man. You would not believe
that's what happens
it.
When your acting career goes to shit and you're like, what am I going to do now? I have no skills whatsoever, other than being kind of good-looking.
I don't know, become a cult leader, I guess.
Yeah.
Why not? I can get chicks that way.
I guess.
Get something going. Listen, good enough for, what's this dude's name? From Growing Pains?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least he's got an established religion that he's going
yeah.
with.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Seaver?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Kirk Cameron, that's
if he's making money doing it, I guess, you know, good for him.
But he's not making any fucking money.
Well, he's got several followers, Mark.
That's $13.
Several. Like, that's making it sound good by saying several. That means he's got,
that's
like,
three guys.
Him and three guys.
Him and three friends.
And whoever he happens to be dating at the time.
They're fucking chanting.
So, you want to come to my church? Your church? All right. She's telling her friends, hey, you know that guy from 10 Things I Hate About You? I'm dating him. Oh, yeah? Is he cool? I don't know. He has his own church. I just go with it, though.
Is he a priest or something? Nah, he made up some shit. I don't know.
Advanced spirituality.
Something about a clock.
But it's not a cult, it's a community, just in case you're wondering. What's next, Mary?
Here's a sad story. One of Italy's biggest singer-songwriter stars in the 1980s has died at age 60. Giuseppe Pino Manga was taken to the hospital after collapsing on stage while performing one of his most famous songs. Witnesses said he had just struck the opening bars of his hit song, Oro, when he raised an arm and said, excuse me, to the crowd before collapsing. He died later in the hospital after suffering a heart attack. Italian news agency ANSA described it as the perfect stage exit for an artist.
We
loved
it.
Here's a clip of his final performance.
Here's a clip of his final performance. This is a big hit.
Oh! Is he gonna? Are we gonna watch him die?
Well, he doesn't actually die on stage, but.
Oh, okay.
But he collapses.
Now the audience thinks he stopped singing so they could sing.
Now they're laughing at the man's dying and they're laughing.
I know. Some fans.
Now they're applauding him.
Hooray!
There's a bunch of people coming out to like hold him up because he's, you know, he's about to pass out because, you know, his heart, the blood's like flowing to his brain anymore.
Man,
why are they clapping?
Well, because apparently there are a lot of idiots in Italy. Well, they're Italians, so yeah, that makes sense. They don't know. They can't see a man's fucking dying on stage. They're like, bravo, bellissima, bravo!
One more. That's it for good old Mingo. You know,
that's fucking scary because that dude's 60, and that's not super old.
This, you know what? It's not. See, this is like the second time I watched it, but the first time it really hit me. I'm like, man. It's just so fucking... This guy's just up there doing his thing.
Yeah.
Singing his song. People are loving it.
The guy's got a good gig going.
Yeah. That song was catchy. I liked it.
I mean, he has a good career, you know, and a nice life. And 60? He could be living another 35 years.
And by the way, he's not some, like, 600-pound dude sitting up there.
Yeah, he looked, you know, normal. And like, you know, like a thin guy, probably in decent shape.
I was just thinking, like, I gotta stop eating shit. It's so hard, but I really should not eat. I should be like you, but with your salads, but just like that's all I ever eat.
The thing is, then you start thinking, that's not fucking living, though. Do you want to just do that the rest of your life?
There's got to be a happy medium somewhere. Because I really want to avoid dying of a heart attack at all. Like, others, I'm going to die of something, but I don't want it to be a heart attack.
Maybe. Well.
Especially. When I'm fucking 60 years old,
all
right?
Yeah, definitely not. We all want to make it. I mean, we're all trying to be one of those centennials.
It's weird, too, because people have heart attacks. You have a few different kinds. Like, you have the one where they don't even know you have it. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I got heartburn. And then a couple weeks later, they go to the doctor, like, you had a heart attack. You got to go to the hospital right
now.
Yeah,
they see, I don't know what they see, like some kind of stresses in the heart muscle.
Well, it puts
something out,
like, certain proteins and stuff.
They see some shit in the scans, and they can tell.
And the blood test. Yeah. And then you have the other people who, you know, pass out, but they make it through, and they get their surgery. And then you have people they're dead before they even hit the ground.
Yeah.
That's the worst one, because there's like nothing you can do.
Well, I mean, if it happened while you're in the emergency room, then you could do something.
If you happen to be hanging out in an emergency room, like if you're a surgeon in the emergency room.
And you have a heart attack, there's a good shot, you know, they might be able to do something.
When you get old, move next door to a hospital.
And, live in a clear house so that they see you.
That's true.
Because, I mean, listen, I could live next to a fucking hospital. I fucking die in my house.
Can I just buy an apartment building in a hospital?
Some nursing homes are, like, part of a hospital.
Yeah,
you can do that.
They usually have the emergency stuff on it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, rest in peace, Mango.
Yeah, it's too bad, man.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're going to see one of, you know, we'll just assume that these guys, they were going to see their favorite artist. That's got to be fucking stick with you for a while.
Maybe. Or that's a great story for you to tell. You know, I was there when Mango died.
That was one of Joan Rivers' jokes that she told up until she died. Like
about Mango dying?
Well, no, she didn't know about that yet. Mango hung around a little longer than Joan Rivers. No, she'd say like...
If you would have told me that Mango would survive Joan Rivers, I never would have believed it.
I know. Joan Rivers always like, this literally could be the last moments of my life. I could die at any time. Boy, you're gonna have something to talk about tomorrow. I was there. That was her joke.
It's hilarious, Joan.
She told that joke the night before she died. Because she told it every night, so. like she just thought of it, as comedians usually do.
Well, comedians are good at making it seem like they're just thinking of something in the moment. Meanwhile, they've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah,
I've been thinking of this thought just this second for the last 20 years.
I gotta keep changing the show I was watching. And I was watching Three's Company. You ever hear about that show? Brand new. It's a brand new show. All right, what's next, Mary?
Several thousand people, some dressed as animal characters, were evacuated from a Hyatt hotel in suburban Rosemont when an intentional chlorine gas incident at the hotel, which was hosting the Midwest Fur Fest convention, sent 19 people to hospitals early Sunday. The incident happened around 12:40 a.m., according to a statement from the Rosemont Public Safety Department.
First responders were called to investigate a noxious odor that was spreading across the ninth floor of the hotel, where a high level of chlorine gas was discovered in the air, the statement said. Disrupted was an annual weekend-long convention called Midwest Fur Fest, which celebrates art, literature and performance based around anthropomorphic animals, draws thousands of people every year.
Thousands!
According to the Midwest Fur Fest website, many convention goers were dancing and partying in groups in different parts of the hotel when the incident happened. If I attended a furry convention, I would dress as a sexy raccoon with giant fur-covered tits.
That's what Mary would do.
So would I. But who wanted to kill them all? An intentional chlorine? Like, how would you even know how to fucking do that?
I guess it's just a prank, Mark. By the way,
as a joke, I was gonna kill you all as a joke.
What Mary said about raccoons, shouldn't you have like six breasts? Don't like most mammals have like six nipples or something or more?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of animals have multiples. So I don't know.
My dog's got like eight nipples or something.
Yeah, you know what? I think humans have the multiple nipples while you're developing still, like in utero.
Well, Lily Allen has three nipples.
Yeah, some people are freaks. But like while the fetus is developing, like when it's really, you know, in the first stages, I think we have like a bunch of nipples and they all kind of go away, except for the eight I have.
Well, when are dudes going to lose all their nipples?
I know. We don't need them. We don't do anything with them. Let them go. Free the nipple.
That's what I say.
Down with the nipples.
Have you ever gone to a Chinese restaurant and received bad service? Well, you're not alone. A Harvard Business School instructor who blasted a Boston-area Chinese restaurant for overcharging him by $4 on a takeout order apologized Wednesday for a lengthy and widely publicized email exchange with restaurant management.
$4.
Associate Professor Benjamin Edelman had threatened legal action and demanded the said Song Garden and Brookline compensate all other customers who might have been similarly overcharged after he said it charged him $1 more on each of the four items he ordered for takeout last week, but after facing wide criticism,
that's my scam.
Edelman posted a brief message on his personal website saying he has reached out to apologize to Ran Duan, who helps manage his parents' restaurant business, having reflected on my interaction with Ran, including what I said and how I said it. It's clear that I was very much out of line.
Listen to him, motherfucker.
I aspire to act with great respect and humility in dealing with others, no matter what the situation.
I'm from Harvard.
Clearly I failed to do so, I am sorry, and I intend to do better in the future. Based on the prices listed on the restaurant's website, Edelman said he had expected to pay $53.35 for his order.
Jesus Christ.
That seems like a lot of money for some shitty Chinese takeout.
It does.
You're right, Mary. You make a very good point.
What if he was a poor Harvard guy?
By the way,
remember the movie with Joe Pesci with Honors?
Yes.
When he was like living in the dorm room at Harvard with those kids? What if it's one of those situations? What if he was just a bum?
You know,
living in Harvard.
The weird thing is, if it's a private business, you can set the price any way you want. Like, hey, you're charging
I'm calling the state because those fortune cookies were $2.
I don't, and $53 for four items?
Yeah, I mean, that must have been huge.
I guess it's, you know, big city life, you know?
Like, over $50 for some... I went to a Chinese restaurant? I better have a party with me.
Yeah,
fucking
I guess.
Insane. One dude eating over $50 worth of Chinese food.
Well, we are right in the thick of the Christmas season, which is probably why Mark is angrier than he usually is.
Motherfucker.
This leads me to my next story. Remember that song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
No.
Well, for some reason, some people with nothing better to do once again estimated how much it would cost to buy all that shit from the song. A set of gifts in each verse of the song would set you back $27,673 in stores. An increase of less than $300 or 1% from last year. But
well,
shoppers turning
the
to
gold,
the internet would see a bigger bump of about 8% over last year's online prices.
And how much does it cost to rent a
milkmaid? Bringing the
set
of gifts in each verse to $42,959. Buyers looking to purchase all the items each time they were mentioned in the song 364, that is, would spend $116,273, a modest 1.4% increase from a year ago. This includes an entry that is of particular interest to you guys, the Nine Ladies Dancing, which costs $7,553, and don't forget the Ten Lords a Leaping, which costs $5,348, and the Eight Maids a Milking, which only sets you back
$7?
$58, a real bargain if you ask me.
$58 for the maids of milking, Mark.
When, you know what? They never specify. Now, are these maids milking cows, or are they milking themselves?
That sounds fucking hot.
Get maids a milking, and they're milking themselves. And I think that's going to cost a lot of money.
The bosoms all big and like swollen.
They're like wet nurses, and they're just milking themselves.
Turn me on, Mark.
Or maybe they're milking each other. I don't know. I mean, the song never really said.
And what the fuck is a Lord of Leaping, and why would I want one?
Well,
half the stuff in this song is shit that I wouldn't want.
Well, at the time, there were such a thing as lords. You know, people had that title.
I know Lord and Taylor is a story.
Yeah. So,
try buy my socks.
How much money would it cost to get one of those guys to fucking jump? Probably a lot. They have a lot of self-respect.
Well, it says it costs $5,348 for them.
But no, but that's stupid. You can't just throw that number out, because each individual lord, one of them is gonna say, "Fuck you! No, there is no prayer."
Well, they figured it out. Jump. So, and then the nine ladies dancing like costs like $7,000.
She said $7.
Well,
okay,
she read the copy wrong. I read the copy, Mark.
Listen,
I should know.
Listen, it's like in a store. The sign said fucking $7. I will buy these dancing fucking girls for $7. Do you understand me?
Well, I'm going to have to be more specific on the copy next week.
Yeah. I'm owed dancing girls.
Yeah, well...
Bargain basement prices.
Yeah. Any more stories?
I don't know.
And finally, here is a story we can all relate to. A Florida man was arrested last month after allegedly walking outside his steward home while naked and touching himself. Anthony Smith, 21. Explained to authorities he gets a high to have others see him naked, but the real issue could be his strict mother, who actually has a rule of no porn inside the house. That's what prompted the nude suspect to go outside in the middle of the day on NOV 14 in hopes that someone would see him. The Marin County Sheriff's Office wrote in the report he wasn't disappointed, although others probably were. A witness told police they saw the clothesless Smith masturbating in his yard. As officers responded, they saw him bending down naked in the driveway, the website reported. He was charged with exposure of sexual organs. I don't understand how anyone can complain about a free sex show. People pay good money for this shit online.
You know what I don't understand about that? He has a strict mother who doesn't allow pornography in the house. Now, I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I would assume that pornography would kind of be like your secret thing. You know? It's not like I'm going to let my mom know that I have it.
Yeah, how would she know?
Is it okay, Mom? Is it cool that I have this in the house? Because they came out with a sequel.
Well,
it's two girls and 18 cups.
You know what? He's a good kid because...
Mom, I got to be honest with you. I want to start watching porno. Oh, no, not in my house. Fine, I'll go outside.
Yeah, so you head out. You see, the whole thing is like...
It's weird. A lot of weird
shit. His mom doesn't want to watch porn, but he loves people watching him jerk off. But I guess him doing it on a cam show is like, he's the porn. Does that count as porn in the house?
I think so. That's why he had to go outside. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's some weird shit going on in that house. I mean, the whole family.
And he's only
The mother included. There is some shit going on in there.
And I don't know if it matters, but he was an African-American fellow.
There needs to be an investigation. Oh, yeah.
You usually, you know...
That's a white guy crime.
Yeah, I'll say creepy shit. That's weird. Creepy shit's usually white dudes.
Yeah, that is strange. Maybe he was adopted. Maybe it's a white family. And they raised him white, so he's going to do white, creepy things.
Could be.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Well, that is... Mary, do you have a sign-off? No, I guess not. I guess she left.
Yeah, I don't know.
She left, or I forgot to write a sign-off for her. One or the other.
I don't know why you'd ask if she had one, then, because obviously you know she doesn't.
I like to stick with the charade that there's another human in the room with us. We could get a real news girl, but that wouldn't be as exciting.
Both of us together, I'm not even sure if we count as one human.
That's true.
Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.